So our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I feel like my imagination is attacking me. All I can imagine are the things that I'm afraid of happening. Can you help me with this? Well, the first thing we're going to say is you're wrong, and this would be a really good thing to be wrong about. What you really mean is that you have a preponderance of thoughts that you've built over time that are rising up and presenting themselves to you because they're ready to move on. Not only is it the case that this isn't true, and not only is it the case that what it's really actually demonstrating is the power of your imagination, but it is also the case that what is really happening is these are thoughts that you've had for a very, very long time, as you well know. And all they're really doing is propelling themselves forward because you are ready for them to move on. And you have been holding them on because you've hid them from yourself. You've tried to say, oh, well, but that's not really, really true. And, you know, there's a difference between saying, oh, that isn't true at all, as an affirmative, positive statement, and saying, oh, no, I really don't want that to be true, and I really wish it would go away because I don't want to have to think about it. They're two different things, very, very different things. In the first instance, you actually are recognizing, no, these aren't true. In the second instance, you're saying, oh, they probably are true, but if I just hide them over here, then I don't have to deal with them. Now, we're not suggesting you deal with anything, but we are suggesting that you recognize what is being presented to you. And what's being presented to you is not a thought that's real. What's being presented to you is a thought that is not real. And the way you can tell is because of how it feels. That really is what this all comes down to. It's not so much what the idea of the thought is. That's not the important part. The important part is that you have given yourself this idea and that you are saying to yourself, oh, this is what is real, but it isn't real. But you believe it is real, but something is happening. And as we like to say, when things get really messy, it's a really, really good sign that something wonderful is occurring. And we absolutely positively agree with that here. So you're in this right place at this right time and in this right way, and all of these wonderful things are happening for you. And this would be a really good time to notice that that is in fact the case. But we also recommend that you notice that not only is that the case, but that all of this is working out for you, because in fact it is. So you may be thinking, all right, well, I'm supposed to fix something and I'm supposed to do something different because I'm not getting this right. But that isn't the case at all. Your imagination is not attacking you. What is happening is thoughts are moving through. That's all that's going on. And it's kind of a sad, sorry sort of state of things that you don't really like, but they want to move on because it's you that has made them a sad, sorry state of things. It's not what they are. It's you have given them these flavors. You have said, this is the vibration of this thought, and this is really bad, and I really don't like it, but it's probably true, and I don't want to deal with it, but I think I have to. None of any of that is relevant. None of any of that is useful. It's all very interesting, and in fact, quite fascinating. Although we don't think you're terribly fascinated with it. But none of it is true. These thoughts are not attacking you. Your imagination is not attacking you. You may feel as though you can't really engage with your imagination, but we really would refer you to your physical reality. And as you knock your knuckles against the table, we would remind you that is imagination in action. Because imagination in action is called physical reality. That's what it is. So you're very engaged with your imagination. If you weren't, you wouldn't be here having this kind of conversation. So you're here. This is the right place. This is the right time. It might be helpful to give yourself a little bit of something to do. So what we mean by that is that one of the things that we know about you and we can see in your vibration is that one of the things that is sometimes very helpful that you can, if you wish, engage with is to notice that establishing order, as in arranging things, cleaning, folding unfolded clothes, taking dirty clothes to the laundry, whatever it may be, taking out the trash, that actually is very helpful for you because it resolves something within you. And it's not magic, so it's not something that you need to do. But from time to time, it might be fine, might be wonderful, might be delicious to do. We're not saying you should. We're not saying you shouldn't. But what we are saying is you might want to consider what might happen if you spent 30 minutes cleaning. And we don't mean because you need to, because your rooms are dirty or because your house needs to be overhauled or the lawn needs to be cut or whatever it is. We're just saying intentionally taking 30 minutes to actually sort of break things down, really clean them, put them back together with intention and paying attention to how it feels and doing so might be a very delightful thing indeed. Because one of the things that it does is it gives you an opportunity to sort of touch everything in your physical reality and reconnect with the fact of its existence and that this came from you, for you, on your behalf and to your benefit. We know you've never thought of it in this way, but we would really highly recommend you do so at this time. And just notice every shirt that you fold or hang up and every sock that you throw into a drawer and every piece of furniture that you dust is all there for you on your behalf and to your benefit, doing wonderful, delightful, and delicious things for you. And that as good as all of this is, it's only going to get better because that's absolutely positively the case. So we'd highly recommend that you do that. One of the things that that will do is it will not make the attacking thoughts go away, but it will put your attention on something that is physically present for you and give you the opportunity to pay attention to the fact that as you touch something, as you wipe a dust rag across it and pick up the dust that's laying there, that you're interacting in a positive way that benefits you, that delights you, because you do like to have things to be clean. And as good as that is, it's only going to get better. So, this isn't a tit for tat, okay, well, this is the problem, and here's how you solve it, because we're not saying clean the house and then you'll feel better. What we're saying is this seems to be an opportunity right now that you could take advantage of. And if you do feel better in doing so, then do so. And if you're halfway through or three quarters of the way through and you decide I don't feel better doing this, stop. The point here isn't to clean your house. The point is to interact with the physical objects that you have in possession, that you have brought forth for you on your behalf and to your benefit, and let yourself have those things because they are quite wonderful and quite delicious and quite amazing indeed. So we thank you very much. A powerful question, very delicious and very wonderful and very delightful indeed.